Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation! Fun and exciting show for you today, giving you all the celebrity and entertainment news that you've been craving. But before we get started, we got to throw it out to the East Coast. Say hello to our fam out there in Atlanta. What's up, fam?
What's up,
y'all? Poppin'?
Hey, family.
Happening?
Good to see you. All right, everyone, I'm a little down today because Heidi's out.
Aww. Yeah, she's sick. We missed you, Heidi.
Never fear, because our girl is back. Mm. Everyone say hello to Sherry Shepard.
Hey, hello, family.
Before we get started on the show, let's give a big birthday shout out to Taylor Swift. It's her dirty 30 today.
Taylor.
Happy birthday to you.
That's it.
If you're thinking about a gift, get her a cat.
Yeah, a cat.
She likes
get
that.
Get her a cat. She likes
that
cat.
Stuff. She's in the new cats.
Okay.
Right. Get her.
Later on, Andrew Freund traveled all the way to Brazil to sit down with Ryan Reynolds to talk about his new movie. Jeez. Freund's got it made. And we're going to announce which celebrity will take home the crown for Mr. and Miss Thirst Trap 2019.
Yes!
Oh, looking forward to this.
I can't wait.
But first, Brad, what you got?
All right, you guys. Reese Witherspoon is on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter this week, spilling all types of sweet tea. Nice. The Academy Award-winning actress said auditioning for her career-changing role of Elle Woods in Legally Blonde was demeaning and not enjoyable at all.
Huh?
Reese said, they thought I was a shrill. My manager finally called and said, you've got to go meet with the studio head because he will not approve you. He thinks you are really your character from Election and that you're repellent. And then I was told to dress sexy. So, and her manager agreed she should dress sexy so she wouldn't be typecast. Wow. But did she need to dress sexy for real? Because she was sexy in Cruel Intentions and Fear, which both came out prior to Legally Blonde, so I'm confused.
Hey, Reese, can you get sexy for me? Like, no, I'm not gonna.
But what is dressing sexy? So did she have to wear a two-piece, a bikini?
Maybe just
like probably something tight and short.
Really?
But so isn't that why actors have, like, acting real? Like, go look at my damn movie.
No, it's something about being in the room. You gotta see if they're gonna be able to, like, really make the part believable, which she did.
She did.
Because I love Legally Blonde.
Me too.
I did not know that it was demeaning. You know, she gave me such joy in Legally Blonde.
Now, you've been cast in so many things. Did you ever have
Yeah, because I always had to take my clothes off.
Oh.
And I go, yeah.
Get naked for
you.
Real,
want me
baby.
To what?
Oh,
she just wore a trench coat.
Oh my gosh, I can't get your shirt off.
Sherry,
did you dress sexy when you played in Precious? Didn't you dress sexy for just a welfare worker?
Wasn't Precious, but I was not Precious.
Oh.
I wasn't Gary. I swear for God.
But you were in Precious, though.
No,
you? She played the welfare worker.
Sir Gary.
That's
no,
hilarious.
That was Mariah Carey. That was Mariah Carey.
You could. Well, no, Mariah had a mustache in that particular movie.
She did. She went in for that one.
So tis the season to be snatched. And if you are Kris Jenner's friend, guys, you are about to receive the tightest gift of them all. Now,
I'm telling you,
Kris Jenner, the momager, she has partnered with Cosmetic Botox, and she is getting all of her family and friends a gift card to receive Botox shots. Now, Kris says, who doesn't love Botox? For me, it's been really great. Mm. If you're responsible and if you talk to your doctor, I think it worked. Mm. It's something that I've been using for a long time. So she's talked about her beauty routine, and she says, my routine is pretty simple. It has always been my entire life, a massage, a great facial, a manicure, and a little Botox. I'm good to go. As long as I'm clean and scrubbed, I'm a happy Okay, all right. That's her beauty routine.
Wait a minute. Didn't she actually, no shade, but didn't she actually get a facelift on the Kardashian show?
She got like her whole neck removed.
Yeah. So we just gonna leave that out. We just gonna leave that out.
This is false advertising.
I'm gonna massage my face up like this. Right.
She did.
She got like her whole neck removed.
Yeah.
Like they took out part of her leg and put it in her neck. I don't do Botox. You know, brown people, we don't crack like that.
We don't need that.
We don't. You did Botox, Portia?
Yeah, I did it one time, and it was while I was working here, and it did not work out. Because, you know, we real expressive up here, and they just kept making me do this tease over and over.
Like, when you get Botox, your face doesn't move.
And I was
move.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, I got Botox.
It doesn't move, you don't
like
get your
like the top half of the camera was
It was not move. I was like, ah.
So let's just say if somebody gave y'all Botox as a Christmas present, would you be thankful or would you be offended?
I would be offended.
I'd be offended, too.
Depending on who it is, if it's Kris Jenner, I'll take it, because I know she's handing that out. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be damn offended, because if I ain't tell you I want some damn Botox, then you don't need to be offering
give
me
it
no
to me.
Damn
and
Botox.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that you look bad. It's, like you said, preventive.
Exactly.
So it's like, before you start getting wrinkles, relax
I don't need you giving me no
that's
preventive
thank
nothing.
Thank you.
Right.
Give me, like, a gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. I would be so happy.
Well, all right, y'all. Well, we all know Instagram is a haven for thirst traps. And throughout the year, we've been checking them out every week with
Thirst Traps with the Stars.
Well, today we decided it's the right time for the first annual, or should I say inaugural edition of Miss Thirst Trap 2019.
Yeah,
now, we
right.
have identified four runner-ups. So, our first contestant, she's born in Detroit, Michigan. She's
right.
Grammy-nominated Times Entertainer of the Year. And she loves to bear it all for our eyes to see. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a trap house. Ladies and gentlemen, Lizzo.
All right.
Then moving on to the second contestant, she's a model, an actress from London who admitted to once posing nude for treats. It's Emily Ratajkowski.
Hey,
too. Well, moving on, the third contestant is an actress and the daughter of my dear friend, the legendary Diana Ross, Miss Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Tracy
looking like a
star.
Now, I got to rock with Tracy Ellis Ross because it's always so nonchalantly done.
Thank you, my dude.
No additives or preservatives. You know, like that one girl in class that always knew she was cute but didn't really overdo it.
Yeah.
Was kind of geeky, kind of nerdy, didn't try hard.
But Tracy Ellis Ross presented a black and white photo of her boobs with that provocative pose.
Sexy.
That was definitely a trap.
You've been waiting to see these pictures of Tracy. That's what
it is.
I've doctored my own.
And ladies and gents, last but not least, we have the age-defying British actress, Kate Beckinsale.
Yes, I love Kate.
Okay, so who do we think should take home the crown for Miss Thirst Trap 2019?
Shay.
Lizzo.
She thirst traps for Shay and Lizzo. It's a tie with those
yes,
two.
Lizzo,
between
huh?
who? Lizzo,
Lizzo
and, who?
And Shay.
Who's Shay?
Who is Shay?
My vote's gonna go with Tracy Ellis Ross.
All right, my vote will definitely be Emily Ratajkowski.
My vote is with Lizzo.
And mine is Emily Ratatouille.
I'm going with the rat tattooey too.
Are you? Sherry?
Mine is for Emily Ratajkowski, also known as Shay.
Wow.
What do you say, Chu?
And mine is Tracy Ellis Ross.
All right.
Oh.
Is it me tallying the votes?
I failed.
Looks like the rat got it.
Ratajkowski, Ratatouille, or Shay? It's Emily.
All right, so up next, the men get the same treatment. We crown the Thirst Trap of 2019 for the men, y'all. Make sure y'all come right on back.
Dish Nation.
Brad, I got something to tell you.
Oh,
girl, I just got my purple mattress. And this thing is incredible. It's so comfortable and it's so nice and cool. That's what I love about it. It's different from anything I've ever felt before.
How does it sleep, though?
Well, the purple mattress feels so unique because it's both firm and soft.
Mm.
And like I said, it keeps you cool. And really, it has this unique feeling like you're like floating. It's weightless. And the material is very breathable.
Okay, girl, I'm sold. But what if I don't like it?
Oh, you're gonna love it. But if you don't, you get a 100-night risk-free trial. Or if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress $50 for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping, and return. Right now, my viewers will get a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress.
Okay, well, is that in addition to the free gift that they're offering site-wide?
Absolutely. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get the free pillow is to text DISH to 84888. That's right. That's D-I-S-H to 84888.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all, it's time for us to talk about the men. So we just named Miss Emily Ratajkowski as Miss Thirst Trap 2019.
Yes.
Yes. And now we get to choose who will be crowned Mr. Thirst Trap 2019. Are y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Woo! So let's get into it, y'all. I'm ready to see some men's. That's right. All right, y'all. First contestant was born in Florida and is coming out the gate swinging, honey.
Oh.
And yes, pun is intended.
Not swinging.
Jason Derulo, honey. Oh, God, he is being nominated for his toned muscular physique and for shock value. All right, judges, what y'all think?
You know, it just offends me because that's not even what you think is thin. That's not a print, Portia. I mean, that's just a wrinkle in his shawl.
No, no, ma'am.
That is not a wrinkle in time, darling.
That's not a print, Gary. That's not a print.
That ain't no print.
Boy, you got your mind.
You're right. That's not a print. He's got a baby's arm in his pants.
You better get you another picture, honey.
Anyway, child, now the second contestant is from Canada. He's known for his thirsty photos and cooking skills. Let's take a look at Antoni from Queer Eye.
From print to no print.
It's like a Ken doll.
Wait, did they edit his panties?
Did they Photoshop
girl,
it?
No.
That is nothing there.
No, girl, that's just
that's
how the shorts were looking.
He's looking like a damn Ken doll.
What is that? Tuck back, Gary?
There's nothing there. There's nothing, Gary.
All right, y'all, moving on. Our third contestant needs no introduction, darling. He's quite the zaddy. From sunny California, I would like to nominate Shamar Moore as the thirst trapping king.
You know what? We've been thirsting him so many years. We are full. We are hydrated.
That was just a Saturday in the park for Shamar.
Hey, he's just chilling with his shirt off.
He looks stunning.
Maybe we'll have more luck. Moving on. Last but not least, we got another California native. It is Zac Efron. He has grown into being quite the young man. Let's look at Zac. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, come on, Zac. I like this Zac. You know why? Because he looks like rough. He looks like he's been through some things, like he done dated a black woman or two or three.
Somebody stressed him out.
Yeah.
So who do we think should take home the crown, Mr. Thirst Trap in 2019?
Jason Derulo.
Wow, he hit that high note.
Is it unanimous? Jason Derulo?
Jason Derulo.
Yep.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Wait, Headcrack didn't say his vote. Hold on, damn it. I had to vote on Emily Ratajkowski.
Because
you have to vote too.
Because you can do that.
So go ahead, vote.
All right, if I was to throw one out there, I'm going to say Shamar Moore should get a trapping lifetime achievement award. Dude's been trapping all his life. So,
Moore. I want to change my vote to Headcracks. I want to go with Shamar Moore for the very reasons that Headcrack said.
I'm going to change my vote to Shamar Moore because for the very reasons that Sherry said, the very reasons Headcrack said.
That's right. And I'm going to change my vote to the Frank's vote because he changed it because Sherry changed it for Headcrack.
And I'm going to change mine to Portia's. Yeah. You might as well say Shamar Moore because he has been thirst trapping all his life.
This is true.
We've been seeing him be sexy with his shirt off.
And we got to also remember Shamar Moore has been young and restless.
Yes.
So we should just go.
Shamar Moore for the win.
Yes. All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
All right, we all love our smartphones, right?
Yeah.
So why not get a smartwatch, too? The Strive Dash Heart Rate smartwatch and activity tracker is just what you need. Of course, the activity monitor lets you track your steps, distance, calories, and walk time, but there's so much more. You can keep track of your sleep, diet, weight, medication, and how much water you drink. It also has a continuous heart rate monitor.
Oh.
Ooh, sounds great, Brad. Tell me some more.
The Strive Dash includes best-in-class smartwatch alerts for caller ID, text messages, and your favorite apps. The battery lasts up to 7 days, and it has a built-in USB so you can charge it anytime without charging cables. That's right, no cords are needed.
Now, Ms. Brett, girl, you know I don't like to spend a lot of money, honey. How much is it?
Oh, we know, Gary. Don't you worry. The Strive Dash Heart Rate smartwatch and activity tracker has been seen as high as $129. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $25. That's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Coming up, honey, Andrew Freud sits down to talk with Ryan Reynolds and the cast of the new film, Six Underground. Now, you don't want to miss this, and we'll be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here in Brazil, high above Sao Paulo, getting ready to talk to Ryan Reynolds and the cast of Six Underground.
There's this trick that we all do to get through our day.
Go, 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 go!
Who do we think could win in a fight between Deadpool and the Six Underground? If there was that mashup,
crazy. Wow, we're always universe building, aren't we? The Netflix Six Underground Marvel Cinematic Universe coming soon to a theater near no one. Boy, I don't know. Deadpool versus the Six Underground?
Yeah.
Deadpool's like unkillable. And
choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
They would enjoy. I think Deadpool would definitely get it, guys. Deadpool would slaughter all of you.
Now, you guys are heroes in this movie. In your own lives, what's one thing you've done that's heroic, would you say?
Survived to Michael Bay. I mean, after 5 months, still alive?
Give me a medal, baby. I'm like,
I mean, we're like superheroes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
That's true. Hey, that's a valid point.
In our own lives?
What about you? Did you ever save a cat once?
No.
No?
No. Nope.
I actually cannot. I hate cats. I'm not a cat person. Like, I was like, we're not even going to go
that cat is just, the cat's
still some cat.
No animals were harmed in the making of this film.
Now, there is a yacht in this. And yes, I want to know, if you guys had your own yachts, what would you name them? Because every yacht has a name. What would you name your yacht?
Mine would be the SS Waste O Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What would you name your yacht? I'm going to give you a big yacht.
No, I will refuse the big yacht.
What?
I hate the big yacht. It's like pollution for like no reason. Okay. Too fancy, too disgusting. I hated that yacht.
And we did have fun walking around it, though.
We had fun because we were drunk. Yeah.
Free association here now. I'm going to say a word, and the three of you say the first thing that pops into your mind. Mm-hmm. Are we ready for this? Ryan Reynolds.
Fun.
Kindness. Great.
Dope.
What did you say?
Dope.
Okay.
That's really sweet, you guys. Thank you very much.
Next one. Explosion.
Scary.
Bay.
Bay. What did you say?
Bay.
Sorry for yelling.
Netflix.
Cool. And chill.
Cool.
Family.
Future. Michael Bay.
Explosions.
Chaos.
Crazy.
Ah!
Hugs. Someone needs a hug.
Do you two feel empowered doing this? Like, could you protect me if I needed to be protected? Because I feel very safe with both of you.
I'm glad you feel safe.
Mm-hmm. That's totally a lie.
Because that's a false sense of security with us two. We're going to see who can run the fastest.
Watch me. Watch me.
Sounds fun, right?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Do you guys know what the Meghan Sparkle is?
No, I don't.
The Meghan Sparkle is when Meghan Markle wears something and everybody wants it, and then it sells out.
Mm.
So there may not be any more sparkle because Buckingham Palace has ordered Meghan's close friend, jewelry designer Jennifer Meyer, to stop using photos of the royal on her social media.
Damn.
And her website to advertise her work.
Sucks, man.
Oh.
So is Buckingham Palace kind of saying, like, your friend's brand isn't really up to par?
It's not up to the level.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
Damn, that's kind of messed up.
Well, they need to shut down all those stupid hat stores, too. Every time you see a royal in a hat, it's some stupid hat.
Mm. But the royal's not wearing the hat going, this is my friend's hat. It's my friend's hat. A Lisa hat. No.
It's part of the royal family deal to, like, make you leave your friends.
You are isolated
they're
now.
They're putting
you
her in
no
the
friends.
Tower where
that's
she can't
point.
Have any contact with anybody, and her old friends is like, no, you're a
There's
royal.
There's no one to love you.
She's gonna have to grow her hair out to let her friend Jennifer climb up so she can get her some jewelry.
Right.
Leave Compton behind. Never think associated with it.
Has anybody ever like posted a picture of you wearing something from them and you're like, wait a second, or do you wear stuff from your friends?
I wear my friends have all kinds of companies, like clothing companies, and I always support them and rock their stuff.
But you're not a royal. It's different.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Sherry. Thank you. Wow.
You're
just Chewy Martinez from East LA. That's all I'm gonna ever be to you, huh?
You will always be a king in my book.
Thank
oh
you.
My gosh.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.